University of Illinois Extension.
For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason, coming up a conversation with ag economist Daryl Good about the commodity markets. Daryl, thanks for joining us today. Kind of been an interesting few weeks since the March 31st Plantings Intentions Report was released by USDA.
Well, it has been an interesting time following that report. Initially, in the first few days, we saw December corn rally about 15 cents from the pre-report close to a new contract high of 275. And then we've given back about half of that gain since then, trading under 270 now. And likewise, soybeans, in that first few days, we saw the market drop 30 cents relative to November futures. At one point, we gained all but 5 cents of that back in a rally, and are currently trading only about 10 cents below where we were before the report was released. So I thought the initial reaction made a lot of sense. The market was saying farmers are making too big a switch based on what we see as potential demand for these commodities. The price adjusted, tried to give a signal really quickly to farmers maybe to moderate those intentions to switch acreage from corn to soybeans. But then that signal didn't persist. It kind of went away. Soybean prices are lower relative to corn now than before the report, but certainly not sending a strong signal. And that's a little doubly confusing, I think, given kind of the weather pattern that's unfolded for much of the Corn Belt. It has not been a season so far that would say we're planting rapidly and that might lead to more corn acres. Conversely, it's saying in parts of the eastern Corn Belt, planting is a little bit slow, and that doesn't portend for more corn acres. It's almost like the market's saying, well, we really do want all of those bean acres for next year.
Has the market gotten out of the hands of those who demand physically the bean at this point? Is that why you think the signal has been wrong? Is it the outside influence from those who are putting money in on a regular basis, on a daily or weekly basis, just arbitrarily as if it's dollar cost averaged in?
I really think there's a lot of that going on. When you read the daily commentary, certainly when soybean prices go up, the reason often given is that we're seeing soybeans basically follow some of the other commodities, particularly crude oil, which has gone to new contract highs, silver and gold, which have gone to extremely high levels. And so we kind of see the continuation of what the pattern has been the last 18 months, is that these so-called outside markets are apparently having some impact, increasing the demand, particularly for soybeans, I think, as a speculative trade.
Some analysts have compared the current time frame to the early 70s, what they call the go-go days, when the Hunt brothers were in the market and cornered, I believe, silver at that point. And is there really any comparison to be had?
There's certainly some similarities, but we don't have the same kind of markets that we had in the early 70s. Much bigger markets, much more regulated than we had 30 years ago. So to anticipate that, if you will, markets could get out of hand like they did at that time, I don't think that's legitimate. But certainly some of the same psychology is here, that perhaps we're moving back into an inflationary period, although there's certainly not strong signals that that's happening in the general economy at this point. And just the general inflation of commodities certainly seems to be carrying the day right now.
What's your advice to producers as they roll through the fields and put the corn planters in the ground?
Well, I think it makes it very difficult to make pricing decisions because of the volatility in the market when we're swinging in just a few days 20, 30 cents on soybeans. But if you back up and look at the big picture, it really says November soybean futures much above $6. Certainly seems to be an attractive price for some new crop pricing. You would have to argue that unless the summer weather turns out to be really unfavorable and we get yields well below trend, that prices will eventually move lower into the harvest period. So even some thought that we could see prices sub loan rate on soybeans if we have a trend yield. So I think that's a real concern, says that we need to pick some times and get some of the crop priced. Corn, again, I think unless we do see a surge in acreage from intentions, that there is a potential for corn prices to remain quite strong and certainly very volatile during the heart of the growing season as we go through weather uncertainty. And now that we've moved to 275 Dease corn, you'd have to say that there is a potential that we will see even higher prices in December corn sometime during the growing season. So, yes, we're in that territory where it's pretty attractive for pricing, but I don't think you can rule out 290, 295 Dease corn, and certainly want to be, I think, pretty aggressive at those price levels.
What about the old crop? And it seems to me that there's got to be a lot still in storage on the farm and in ownership by the farmer.
Right. I think cash prices basically are right now at the highest level we've seen since harvest. The recovery since harvest more than covers the cost of storage. So I think you've got to pick a time here, early spring into the summer, early summer, to get old crop cleaned up. If we do have a favorable growing season and a trend yield, even with the lower acreage, I think there is a potential risk that corn prices could really get a little ugly late summer into the fall. So you're kind of saying, yeah, there's a potential for a good rally in corn prices, but unless we have bad weather, it's not going to persist. That's the key, I think. And so you want to use those opportunities to get old crop wrapped up. Don't want to be caught July, August with a good crop coming on a terrible basis and trying to move old crop corn.
For two reasons. One, the new crop is coming on, we'll fill the bins, and of course the loans all come due, and everything that's in the bin already has to come out.
So. Right. And we've seen this historically happen when we overhaul the crop and we come into another good harvest season, that you've just got too much crop looking for a home, and bases and cash prices do get a little ugly. So I think the good news is we're going to have some opportunities here over the next month or two to get old crop cleaned up and to make some really good sales on new crop corn.
Darrell, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
University of Illinois Extension Ag Economist Darrell Good. I'm Todd Gleason.
Helping you put knowledge to work.